Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Glenda. Thanks for praying along with me and my prayer partner, Sue, today. Our first request is from Anonymous. Please pray that everything is all right with our 11-week pregnancy. The doctor could not hear the heartbeat, but said I'm measuring normally. I'm having an ultrasound tomorrow to find out. My blood pressure is too high. Please pray that God heals and that the baby and my blood pressure are normal. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of hope and trust in your divine mercy. You are the creator of life and the sustainer of all that is good. We lift up this mother and her unborn child, asking for your healing and protection. Lord, you tell us in your word, "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord, "plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We pray that your plans for this precious baby and his or her family will unfold with peace and joy. May your healing hand rest upon this mother, bringing her blood pressure to a healthy level and safeguarding her health. Mother Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the unborn, intercede for this family. Wrap them in your mantle of love, and may your prayers bring strength and comfort during this time of uncertainty. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Anne Marie, please pray for me. I have cancer. Heavenly Father, we come to you with trust and faith, lifting up your beloved daughter Anne Marie as she battles cancer. Lord, you are the divine physician, and nothing is impossible for you. Bring healing to her body, strength to her spirit, and peace to her heart. Your word reminds us, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases." We ask for your miraculous touch upon Anne Marie, that her body may be restored to health according to your holy will. Grant her courage to face each day, hope in your promises, and comfort in knowing that she is never alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Penny, please pray for my grandson Levi. He's 5 and has asthma and has been coughing bad today. Please ask for God's touch and healing. I appreciate every prayer. Loving Father, we lift up Levi, your precious child, who is struggling with asthma and coughing today. Lord, you are the source of all healing and comfort. Please lay your healing hand upon Levi and bring relief to his breathing. Restore his strength and health so he can thrive in the joy of childhood. Your word promises, for I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. We ask for your swift and gentle healing for Levi, calming his body and easing his discomfort. Give his family, especially Penny, peace and trust in your care during this time. Blessed Mother Mary, intercede for Levi and Saint Bernadette, patron of those with chronic illnesses. Pray for his healing and protection through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Anonymous. Please pray for my daughter. She is working at a job that isn't right for her, at a place that doesn't respect and support her. She has an interview tomorrow for a great new job. Please pray for her to have a peaceful spirit, a clear mind, thoughtful, clear answers to the interview questions, and let her advance in the selection process. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer for this daughter, asking for your blessing and guidance as she prepares for her job interview. You are the giver of wisdom and peace, and we ask that you calm her spirit and sharpen her mind. Help her speak with confidence, clarity, and grace. Your word assures us, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Guide her in this process, Lord, and lead her to the opportunity that aligns with your plan for her life. May this door, if it is your will, open to a place where she is valued, respected, and able to grow in her purpose. We place her in your hands, trusting in your goodness and provision. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Derek, I need a special prayer. Someone is spreading evil about me and does not know me at all. I want to give this problem to God. Heavenly Father, we bring Derek's burden before you, trusting in your justice and mercy. Lord, you know his heart and the truth of his circumstances. Grant him peace as he entrusts his problem to you. Defend him against false accusations and protect his reputation from harm. Your word reminds us, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Help Derek remain steadfast in faith and focused on what is good and true. Soften the heart of the person spreading falsehoods and bring light and understanding where there is darkness. May your justice prevail and your peace guard Derek's heart and mind. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From America. Asking for daily prayers for my friend Kelly and her adult children. Their father shot and killed himself last week. Thank you for keeping them in your prayers. Heavenly Father, we lift up Kelly and her children to you in their time of overwhelming grief and pain. Lord, you are the God of all comfort, and we ask you to draw near to them. Surround them with your love and the support of others as they navigate this unimaginable loss. Your word says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Grant them strength for each day, peace that surpasses understanding, and hope in the promise of your presence. Help them to feel your love through those around them and to find healing in your time. Lord, we trust in your mercy and ask for your tender care over Kelly and her family now and always. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Wendy, asking for prayers. Chemo is doing a number on me this go-around, painful legs and arms and too weak to get off the couch. Thanks so much. Heavenly Father, we lift Wendy to you in her time of pain and weakness. Lord, you are her refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Wrap her in your comfort and give her relief from the side effects of her treatment. Restore her energy, ease her pain, and fill her with hope. Your word reminds us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." May Wendy feel your loving presence, Lord, and find rest for her body and spirit. Guide her medical team with wisdom and grant her the perseverance to continue her healing journey. Surround her with love and encouragement as she fights this battle with courage. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We recently prayed for Jim. Peggy has an update on his progress. Jim came through the surgery great. The 9.5-hour procedure was a little more complicated than expected. Doctors believe that they got it all. It appears that there will be a lengthy recovery. Thanks for your prayers. Keep them coming when you can. Heavenly Father, we lift our hearts in thanksgiving for the successful outcome of Jim's surgery. We are deeply grateful that you guided the hands of the doctors through this complex 9.5-hour procedure and that they believe they've removed all that was necessary. Your care and presence have brought peace and hope to this challenging time, and we praise you for your faithfulness. Lord, as Jim begins what appears to be a lengthy recovery, we entrust his healing to you. Grant him strength, patience, and resilience each day. May his body continue to mend, and may his spirit remain uplifted by your love and the support of his family and friends. Bless the medical team with wisdom in guiding his recovery, and provide Peggy and his loved ones with peace and encouragement. We ask that your healing hand rest upon Jim, bringing him to full health in your perfect time. May this journey deepen faith and inspire gratitude for the gift of life and the care of those around him. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Jessica submitted a request asking us to pray for prodigals, and we think that's a wonderful idea. Please join us in this litany. Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. God, the Father of mercy,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit, Lord and Giver of life,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Queen of Families,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph, Protector of Families,
pray for us.
Saint Monica, Patroness of Mothers and those who pray for lost ones,
pray for us.
Saint Augustine, who found his way back to God through grace,
pray for us.
Saint Anthony, finder of the lost,
pray for us.
Saint Francis of Assisi, who embraced a life of conversion,
pray for us.
Saint Jude, patron of hopeless causes,
pray for us.
For our children who have strayed from the faith,
Lord, bring them back to you.
For our grandchildren who are distant from the church,
Lord, bring them back to you.
For our siblings who have wandered,
Lord, bring them back to you.
For our parents who have turned away,
Lord, bring them back to you.
For all family members living far from your grace,
Lord, bring them back to you.
For hearts hardened by pride,
Lord, soften them with your love.
For minds clouded by confusion,
Lord, enlighten them with your truth.
For souls wounded by sin and despair,
Lord, heal them with your mercy.
For those who feel unworthy of your love,
Lord, show them your boundless compassion.
For those caught in cycles of addiction or vice,
Lord, set them free by your power.
For those influenced by false teachings,
Lord, lead them to your truth.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
graciously hear us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
have mercy on us.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the good shepherd who never ceases to seek out the lost. In your infinite mercy, draw back to your heart all prodigal children, grandchildren, and family members who have strayed from your love and truth. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints, may they find their way home to you and live as faithful witnesses to your glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.